Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west to down south and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go.
Change. stay connected with us, hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, of course, we're live in the building with a very, very special guest. I'm talking about super, super talented. He is season 10's winner of So You Think You Can Dance, Fiction. Welcome to My Real Talk Radio, and how is everything?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Excited to have you on. How's everything with you?
Everything's good. Just staying busy, working hard. All those good things.
And you know what? More work is never a bad thing.
Never, ever.
Yeah. Now, of course, you have been doing your thing. You captured the hearts of millions with So You Think You Can Dance. How was that experience for you?
The experience was pretty crazy. You know, being thrown into something that you didn't expect or didn't know what was going to happen next is, it's just a heck of a roller coaster ride. But overall, you just kind of, you gain new experiences, new talents, and new strengths. So it was like a very fun, crazy learning experience.
Okay. Now, I got to ask you, now, how did you even become a part of that particular journey? Did you audition for it? Did they reach out to you? How was that experience?
It was very random, actually. I just kind of, I was street performing. Well, I just graduated high school, started street performing. I was feeling like I wanted to do bigger things, and I just kind of was Googling dance auditions, and So You Can Dance came up, and I didn't realize I didn't really know exactly how it worked. I was just like, well, I know this is a dance show, like, but we just try to do this. And then before I know it, I'm getting thrown into something that, you know, takes me out of my element, as well as allows me to be in it. So now it's like, whoa, like, this is, like, really, I gotta see why it's called So You Think You Can Dance. Like, because it's more than just doing what you do. You gotta do what they kind of do everything.
Right. Okay. Now, of course, you auditioned, you made it onto the show. Of course, you have television cameras, you got producers, you have so many different people around you, from castmates, judges. Were you nervous? Was it something that took you a while to adjust with?
Well, I mean, I'm always nervous when it comes to dancing around people and performing. So I think it wasn't about being nervous, but it was just about, it was just about staying true, like knowing to stay true to myself and like not really caring like who was around or what cameras were around, because at the end of the day, when you're just being you, people are going to love you, going to hate you, but
right.
You know, and that's just what it is, and there's no reason to try to, you know, there's no reason to be nervous or try to be something you're not. So I just kept that mindset the whole way through, which really, really helped.
Okay. Now, of course, it is a competition show. So how did you and the competition get along? Right? Were you guys friends behind the scenes, or was it one of those things where you guys were so focused that you tried not to get too close to too many people?
Well, it's one of those things I feel like where, you know, when we're around people in any sense, whether it's competition or not, you're going to kind of naturally bond closer towards certain individuals than others. So overall, you know, everybody was cool. But, I mean, of course, there are like a select few that I just became closer with than others. So there was definitely friendships behind the scenes. And then as well as not friendships, because that's just life. But, yeah, overall, though, it was cool. It was a cool people experience.
Okay. Now, of course, with you winning the whole competition, what was your favorite challenge and what was your least favorite challenge?
Favorite challenge. That's a toughie. Well, I think one of my favorite challenges is when 1 week we got to pick our own style, and I picked jazz on purpose instead of hip-hop when I had the chance. And it was really cool because, like, there was no WAP. I basically knew that I put myself in that situation to try to work hard and do something unexpected that people were expecting to see me do. So I think that was one of my favorites. Then my least favorite would probably have to be, I don't know my least favorite, but I know like my most difficult style that I struggled with was definitely ballroom. That one drives me crazy because there's so many little things you have to think about at every given second. So, yeah, it gets really, really tough.
Okay. Now, of course, when that moment finally arises, they announce that you're the winner. What was going on through your head? I mean, just if you can re-soak and relive that feeling one more time, what would it be?
Just a feeling of like, did they really just say my name? Like, I think they got it wrong. Like, I didn't just say my name right now. It was definitely a feeling of just, non-acceptance. Like, I didn't accept the moment right away, because it's like, no, this is crazy. Like, I did not just come into this thing blind and, like, win the whole thing. So, it was a really crazy, mixed emotional experience or feeling to win.
Okay. Now, of course, since you won, So You Think You Can Dance Season 10, how has life changed?
Well, I take a lot of pictures now. lots of pictures, and people pay attention to what I do, which is nice. Like, because like everyone who's an artist, you know, that's kind of what you want. Like, you want people to recognize your art and appreciate it and enjoy it. So it's just, and on top of allowing me to work as a professional dancer and book jobs I never thought I'd be able to book and go places I never thought I'd be able to go. So it's a really nice payoff.
And I'm going to ask you this too, because we're seeing now, especially with social media, with this generation when it comes to dance. I mean, you have so many people, posting dance challenges. And they have gone, like, really, really viral. And how do you feel about that? Because you're one of those people who are in this generation, and you're helping bring in that dance movement to the forefront. So how do you feel when you see that so many of our youth are participating in these dance challenges and really, really stepping out of the box?
I mean, I think it's awesome. It's, you know, dance is one of those things that's just getting bigger and bigger, like, and probably bigger than anyone thought it was going to, like, get, like, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of randomly been blowing up, which is nice. And it's cool because it really does give other kids and other dancers, beginners and people who've been dancing forever, hope, if they lost any, that, you know, people are still out there to appreciate what you do, so that you don't ever stop it. Because clearly, you know, if you're making videos and they're going viral, then people are watching. So,
right.
And that's like, I think it's an amazing thing. So, and it's for the younger kids who get to see it and make it to go viral, you know, from like making a dance or doing like a good dance challenge video and stuff. Like, it just, yeah, I feel like that's you know, how you get them from start doing anything, well, pretty much negative if there is negativity around their life. Like, that's their outlet. So, especially when you're always, you feel like it's being appreciated and absorbed, then, you know, it makes you want to put in even more instead of, you know, doing something else that you could be doing that may not be so good.
And at what age did you fall in love with the art of dance? And who are some of your biggest influences?
Well, I've been dancing since I could walk, just because I just love music and moving to the rhythm and just kind of making my own, like, yeah, like creating. I like creating stuff, like, in the moment, like freestyling. And as far as, like, people I look up to, it's tough to say I look up to people because I appreciate dopeness and skill, and I just kind of I show respect, and then I kind of think, like, man, like, well, this is the bar. Like, I need to be better than this. Like, so it kind of, like, sets the bar. Not more of a drive, more of like a drive than, like, a motivation or inspiration. But I think as far as, like, if I had to say, like, I'm inspired by a dancer, it had to probably be, like, one of my friends back in Vegas. His name is Dytrell Fletcher, and he just has, like, this heart of gold that, like, and he's a dancer, and he's a dancer that is not well-known. I mean, people know him, and like, as much as he wants to blow up and become big, like, because he hasn't yet, he hasn't stopped dancing. Like, a lot of dancers, they are in it for the wrong reasons, I feel like, but him, like, he's just about staying positive. He truly loves dance more than anyone I know, and he doesn't allow any of his bad situations, and he's been through some bad ones to, like, stop him from dancing. So he's a big inspiration to me.
Okay. Shout out to him. And I also got to ask, where are you from?
Well, originally I'm from Kansas. Lived there for 12 years, and then I moved to Vegas.
Okay. And how do people treat you in your hometown? I'm pretty sure they treat you somewhat like a celebrity. I mean, you won a huge title on a very, very widely popular and high-rated television show. So how do your friends treat you at home and in the community?
Well, I mean, my friends treat me pretty funny. It's hilarious. They just make a lot of, like, your famous jokes, which is always gets me, because I'm like, yo, I'm not famous, and trying to get there, but not yet. And then, as far as people in the community, I mean, when I'm recognized, the treatment is nice. I mean, I never boast or, like, brag or tell people who I am if they don't recognize me, which is, you know, A-okay with me. But when they do, and let's say, like, I'm out to eat or do anything, like any social activity, it usually pays off. Like, I may get a discount or get a lot of stuff for free, take a lot of pictures and all that good stuff. So that's kind of like the life I live when I'm in Vegas around my friends and, like, the community. My friends are just always like, yeah, man, like, yeah, I don't know who you are. Like, you better tell them who you are. I'm just like, okay, I need a trip. But
I can imagine you can be at a restaurant, like, enjoying your meal when somebody comes up, like, oh, can you do this dance for me real quick and take a picture with me?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. And depending on the situation, I will dance, but most of the time I just take a picture, because, you know, sometimes, like, if you're eating, you kind of don't want to be, like, dancing. They're like, hey, man, there's no music, like, but I'll take a picture. Right. But, like, hey.
Okay, and what is next for you? Any other project that you're working on? Any other television shows?
Well, my next couple big projects, I keep them on a hush hush. I can't talk about them. But you'll be seeing me soon on the screen. That's what I can really say. But on top of that, I just plan on training, getting better, working on my craft even more, and just having a better year. Not that 2016 wasn't good, but having an even better year, 2017.
Okay. So that's a really, really good New Year's resolution. And I've got to ask you, too, because I feel like, you know, you're part of the youth movement. So please, those who look up to you know the importance of being able to accomplish your goals and work towards them, but also being able to stay in school and get that part of their life taken care of and being dedicated to that as well.
I mean, it's always I look at it like this. Life isn't easy. Life isn't a cakewalk. If there's something that you do that you love to do, you gotta put hard work into it, and you gotta put 100% into it. And you can't allow failure to stop you from succeeding in your goals, because at the end of the day, if something goes wrong or not your way, it's not failure. It's just an obstacle you need to overcome to become stronger, to become better, to become the best you that you can be in the style or in the thing that you want to do in life. And with the whole staying in school thing, I mean, I just always saw it as like, you know, this is about the way my life is set up, which is the way most youth life is set up, is that you got to go to school and, you know, you can do what you love to do also. So just knowing that, accepting that that's what you need to do, you need to take care of it, then take care of it. Get those good grades, like do your homework, you know, rock school as well as doing your passion. And that way, and then when school is over, you know what I'm saying, like you still have an education behind your drive and your passion and what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Also, please shout out all your social media outlets so fans can keep up with you and follow you.
Oh, yeah. So you can follow me at Dance, the number 10, and then Fiction, FikSHUN. Dance and Fiction, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's pretty much everything. And then my Snapchat, you know, because I really am on Snapchat a lot, is LILD. A.K.A. in Fiction, spelled the normal way, FICTION. And yeah, you know, follow your boy.
Okay. And wait, and before I let you go, how did you get your name?
My name was given to me by an old friend of mine in high school. Everyone had dance names, and I was trying to name myself, and it wasn't working out. So then he was like, it's better if, like, you dance and you kind of let someone else name you, because we can kind of see, like, what makes you, you know, dope. And right. So he was telling me that when I dance, like, it looked unreal. And so we just went with Fiction. And then later on, I changed the spelling, because if you try to post a YouTube video about dancing and your name is Fiction, spelled the normal way, it's kind of tough to find any of your stuff. So... But I switched up the spelling so it can be more specific, so that when people look up Fiction, like, only my stuff pops up.
Okay. And also, please shout out people that have been rocking with you. I'm pretty sure you got people that have been down with you since the Fame. So any shout-outs?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, this is one of those things that you hope you don't forget anybody. I mean, shout-out to my best friends, Antoine, Gene, Kid Styles, Joseph, man, who else? I know I'm missing people. Blah, 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 blah. Man, I mean, to my family, to, you know, man, I always miss people when I think I'm here to be like, Dave, give me a shout out. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, shout out to Tavius, shout out to, you know, people, y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know that they was with me from the beginning. They know I appreciate them. So if I forget your name, I'm sorry. But, yeah, just appreciate. I do appreciate you guys for rocking with me from day one.
Okay. Well, listen, I definitely appreciate you for coming on. And I definitely wish you on all your future endeavors. I guess we'll chat with you soon. Next time we have you on, we'll have you have some fans call in. You can take some questions and all that good stuff.
Nice. That'll be fun.
All right, bro, you have a great holiday, and I'll be chatting with you soon.
You too. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye. Mm.
Do that one dance, baby. That one dance. Yeah. Oh, you don't know how to do that? Baby, do it for your grandma. Come on, I'm old, and I'm trying to learn it. Well, yeah, do it.
Oh, my God. Girl, ain't that zing?
Yeah.
Don't you love a lot of girlfriends?
Girl, I don't care.
Okay, girl,
walked in this party and these girls looking at me. Skinny jeans on and you know my head nappy. Hey, okay. I want y'all to do this dance now. Juju on that beat, juju on that beat, juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, chop, hit them phone, don't stop, hey, don't stop, hey, don't stop, hey. Run a man on that beat, run a man on that beat. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat,
okay.
Now, do your dance, ayy. You ugly, you your daddy's son, ayy. do your dance, ayy. Go crazy, ayy. Get freaky, ayy. Let's go. Lego, 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 Lego. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, we knuckin' and buckin' and ready to fight. I got my cousin, he with me, and got his A on the right. And I'm a Detroit baby, and I don't know nothing else besides drinking and having parties and having some fun. I say, look in the mirror, what you expect me to do? I see a 300S and got the blacked out rim. I mean, I like your style, I'm on a whole nother level. If you compare me and you, there wouldn't be no comparison.
Juju on that beat, juju on that beat, juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, drop, hit the phone, don't stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Now do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly, you your daddy's son.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.